The internationally respected Broad Institute in Cambridge has announced a new collaboration with the leading drug company, AstraZeneca, aimed at targeting dangerous bacterial infections, the infections that don't react to any existing drugs. Broad Institute Director Mike Foley explains why quickly identifying new chemical compounds is so important.
Many of the bacteria out there are becoming resistant to the drugs that we have available, and it's a very frightening prospect for us and in particular for our kids, that if we don't get after this quickly, we could be left without effective drugs against bacterial and viral infections.
Foley says the quick rise of drug-resistant bacteria has become an urgent threat to public health.
It just continues to grow because the bacteria don't ever stop evolving. They're constantly trying to find ways to beat the current armamentum of drugs that are out there. And since those drugs hit a narrow range of targets, the bacteria have, you know, a very well-defined problem, you know, work around this small set of drugs that we have available. And so that's why the key to this collaboration will be to find new ways, new targets to attack these bacteria with. And so finding those new vulnerabilities with new classes of compounds is really the key to success going forward.
And Foley explains how this agreement between the Broad Institute and AstraZeneca will work.
Now, because the Broad Institute, which is a collaboration between Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Harvard University, and the Harvard-affiliated hospitals, you know, we're a nonprofit organization. And so what we get from the collaboration in terms of financial support is sponsored research support, essentially, from AstraZeneca to help us do our work in the collaboration.
That's Broad Institute Director Mike Foley, who says the collaboration will focus initially on identifying new chemical compounds to target these most dangerous bacterial and viral infections. I'm Anthony Silva, WBZ News Radio 1030.